He answered back, Mishum deheve nozir v'chates shnek suv maboyin ki yechud. This is true. It's a chiddush by nozir. You say he had to mistarf liyisur. But the Torah says it someplace else also. By a chatis, by a korban, the Torah also says this chiddush of hetem mitzaraf liyisur. So then the klal is v'yein melamdin. When you have two ksuvim, the Torah says it two times. Aboyin ki yechud is a melamdin. Like the question is, why did the Torah have to say it twice? For? Why didn't the Torah just say it one time? Let's just say it by nozirim, and from nozir I would learn how to call it Torah kula. Elamayin sarayin. No, the Torah says it two times. Only these two places do we have the chiddush of hetem mitzaraf liyisur, but no place else. Tumor says, Nozir hodi amorin. Nozir is like the Chiddush we just said from Mishras, that hetem mitzaraf liyisur. Chatis mahi, where the halacha by chatis, also we say hetem mitzaraf liyisur. Tumor says, Titanya, we're going to the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Kol ashe yiga b'psara yakdish. Any meat that touches the korb, the chatis, becomes kodesh. What does that mean? Yochol afilu loy bolo, even if it didn't get dissolved inside it. In other words, if the meat of a korban shlomim touched the meat of a korban chatis, maybe even if it wasn't balua. Balua means like the taste, the tam of the chatis went into the meat of the korban shlomim. It was balua, it was swallowed up inside it, dissolved inside it. So I would think even if it doesn't, and no taste of the chatis goes inside it, just the fact they touched, Talmud Leimah, no, the pasuk says, Bifsara yaktish, Ashayiv la bebosam, yaktish. Until a little bit of the blue, a little bit of the tam, of the taste of the korban, the meat, that's a chatis, went into the meat at the shlomim. So we say now, what's the chiddush? Liyos kamahu, that this meat of the korban shlomim has the same din now as the korban chatis. What does that mean? Shim sulehi tifsol, that if the korban chatis was posle, was tigul, so that meat is osetit. Hu adin, when you eat now the shlomim, it's also osetit. Because we say, since a little bit of the tam of the chatis went into the shlomim, when you eat the shlomim now, you're eating a little bit of the chatis. So we say hetem tzaraf liyisur, that it's usur. V'yim ksheirihi, let's say the korban chatis is still kosher, or with the locher is, toyocho kechoymer shabo, you have to eat this meat now like the choymer of a korban chatis. In other words, the chatis you only allowed to eat that day you shechted, and the night. Mashenka, let's say from a korban shlomim, the din is you allowed to eat it 2 days and the night in between. Now let's say this meat from the korban shlomim touched the meat of the korban chatis, and some blua, some tam of the korban chatas went into the meat of the korban shlomim. So when you eat the korban shlomim now, you're not allowed to eat it more than one day, because it has a din like a korban chatas. So what kind of din is this? This is the chiddush of hetem mitzaraf liyisur. So you see, the Torah said it twice, by chatas and by nozir, therefore we don't learn out any place else. Like Rashi says, the pasuk says, kol asher yegia b'sarom, b'osa chulunai shlomim, whether it's regular meat or shlomim b'kem meat, shezman achilosim rubim mechatis, the shlomim you can eat more than a chatis. A shlomim is 2 days, and a chatis is only 1 day. V'noga b'chatis, and touch the chatis, yaktish, k'd meforesh lios kamo, shem sulo hoista chatis goin figol ay psul acher. If the korban chatis had a psul figol on it or some other psul, is a locha tifsol, avzu shabolim imenu. This piece of meat from the korban shlomim, since it has some tam of the chatis inside it, it becomes posel. V'yim ksheri, if the whole kosher, the shlomim and the chatis, is a chatis mahanya lo bolaz himenu, lesa beyachilo, ela kechoymer shabom. Kechoymer ha chatis sheniv labom, lefnim menakloim. Is now that this piece of meat from the shlomim has a little bit taste of the chatis inside it, it has a chumra, you have to eat it like a korban chatis. First of all, you can only eat it inside the Beis HaMikdash, not outside. Or the zichre kuna, only to a zocha, to a man, a kayin, and not to an isha. L'yayim v'layla echad, only 1 day and 1 night. That's the chiddush of kol asher yiga b'vsara. Is yochel afilu loy bolo hanagaz bo mimenu kom rachmoni yaktish? Maybe just the fact that a piece of meat touches the chatis, that alone makes this piece of meat the isurim. Talmud Leimah, no, it says the pasuk bivsoro. Yeah, but the next Rashi says toyochal hay belaz kechomish shabo. Now that you have this meat of the shlomim, since it has a bali, it has a taste inside it of the korban chatis, you have to eat it like a korban chatis. Shereyesh po beiz minim. It's like two tastes, two things in this meat now. Echot chomer v'echot kal. One is the chatis, one is the shlomim. V'kolo halecha sachra chomer. Al mehetem etzav liyisa. You see, this whole piece of meat, you have to eat like the chomer of the chatis. There's only a little blue inside it, and you're not eating the kezayis worth of the chatis. So why do we say you can't eat this piece of meat only with the dine chatis? You see, there's a klal of hetem mitzaref liyisur. And so this is a terrace where Rabbi Kiva does not learn out the kol ha-terakula, his chiddush of hetem mitzaref liyisur. Because the terrace says the two places, only these two places, and no place else. For the Gemara of Rabbonin, Nami, Nehevi Nozi Evachate, Shnei Ksuv, Maboyin Kiyecha, Vadaim Alamdin. For the Kasha is now according to Rabbonin. The Rabbonin used the word Mishras, Fatan Tikr, Lechur by Kodishim, there's also a posik to say Tam Tikr. He says, in this posik of Chatesh, you also learn out the Yisoid of Tam Tikr. So according to Rabbonin, it should also be a Kasha. There are two psukim for Tam Tikr, so I should not be able to learn out to call it Tarakula. Zumara says, no, Amri, according to Rabbonin, Hani Mitzvah Srihi. Rabbonin say, no, we need both Kiddushim. Like Rashi says, Tavayach, the first time coming out, Zumara will soon explain it. This is not called Shnei Ksuv Maboyin Kiyechad. If you can't learn out one from the other, the name of to say midahoda kasvelidoch. Like usually, this is the svara for snake suvim. Like when the Torah said one, why isn't that enough? Why does the Torah have to say it a second time? So that's usually the case. That since the Torah says it twice, as a teacher, you can't learn out any other place. But Rabbanim say no. Here we don't have that klal because the Torah has to say both places by nozir and by chatis. So from here you cannot learn out to say it's a shnei ksuv maboyin kiyechad. That's what Rabbonin's teretz is. For Rabbi Kiva, Rabbonin, the Kiva say no. My tzrichi, why do you say you have to have these two things? I'll tell you no. One is extra, and since it's extra, the klal is ein malamdin. Bish lemi kosev rachmona bechatis. The Torah would have just said if I korban chatis, we say tam kicker is true. Legom manozir mino. I would not learn out the yisurin nozir from a korban chatis. Why the chulim mikodeshim legarminim? I would say maybe it's a special chiddush, a special chum only by kodeshim. We say the chiddush of tam kikum, but not by yisurei nozer, which is not kodeshim. It's tam achum dekalocha. So true. Oh, but the kasha like this: alichta rachmona benozer. The Torah just should have said one pasuk mishras by nozer to teach me tam kikum. V'teisei chatis v'tigma minei, and now I would learn out hilchas chatis from nozer, like it's a kal v'chayma. Nadach by the lenient Isser of Nozir, the Torah says Tam Kikr, for sure by Chomadik Yitzel, like by Kotchim, for sure the Torah would say Tam Kikr. You're learning out everything from Nozir. That's Rabbi Kiva Svara. So Rabbi Kiva says, I learned out Mishras for Hetem Tzarf Yisr. Ah, you have another Posek by Chatis for Hetem Tzarf Yisr. So the Kashri, the Torah, just should have said by Nozir. And from Nozir, I would learn out to call Torah Kula. Now that the Posek says by chatis, you want to tell me that's called extra. So, according to Rabbi Kiva says, yes, it is extra. Because the Torah just should have said by Nozir, and I would learn out chatis from Nozir. Why did the Torah have to say another posik by chatis to say also the chiddush of hetem mitzaref liyisurim? So that's why Rabbi Kiva says, dafka over here, by chatis and by Nozir, do we have the chiddush of hetem mitzaref liyisurim? And no place else. Now we're back to Kash of Rabbonin. Observe what's behind the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin used this posik Mishras by Nozir to teach us Tam Kikr, and they say we learn out for Kol HaTorah Kula. So the question is the Rabbonin also. But the Torah says it a second time by Chatis. So why don't we say it Shnei Ksuvim and you can't learn out? So Rabbonin answered, Rabbonin Amri Loch Mitzvah Srichi. No, I need both Psukim here. It's not called extra. Therefore I could learn out all over. I tell you Chatis Tekim Astaraf Yisim. The Rabbonin say true. Why chatis the chiddush is not just tam kikr. For tam kikr, just if you taste the yisur, I do not need a chiddush to say it's also by chatis. Pshita, learn it out from nozir. So the reason why the Torah says a special posik by chatis is to teach me the yisur of hetem mitzaref liyisur. V'chulen mikodeshim loy gomer. And true, I don't learn out kol haTorah kula for that chiddush. I can't learn out chulen from kodeshim. Abu mishras. When the posik says by nozir mishras, that's litain tam kicker. That chiddush is the tam, the taste of the yisur is awesome. Umikana tadam lo kol haTorah kula. And here it's like a true, you could learn out the kol haTorah kula. That's pshat the Rabbonin. So chatis is for hetem mitzaref liyisur only one posik, and I don't learn out from that. But nozir also has only one posik for tam kicker, and from that I learn out all over. So Rashi says, for Rabbonin amri loch mitzvah srichi, chatis ashminan mishum de hetem mitzaref liyisur. Vinam is a trashi loy ivla bakula. Here's the chiddush. By this chatis, when the piece of the meat touches the shlomim, true, a little bit bali, a little bit tam of the chatis went into a little portion of the meat of the shlomim. But it didn't go throughout the whole piece of the meat of the shlomim. So mainly we said the chiddush is a yocha chatis zayas pigel, the chatis zayas het vasachas, nigma minay, to be kodeshim nichayiv. That's the chiddush of chatis. That if you eat a little piece of the meat where the tam went into it of the shlomim, and another piece of the meat of the shlomim that the tam did not go into it, that's completely heter. So we say nichayiv. That's the chiddush of heter mitzafu yisur. Abu miyu b'shari surum le'arminun hachi. But by shari surum we can't learn out from kodeshim, because I'll tell you this chiddush was only said by kodeshim and not by chulin. Even Nazir does not have this din according to Rabbanan. There's no din hetem staff li yisir. The chulin mikodeshim loy gamrina. O mishras lavli agmuri hetem staff li yisir. Now according to Rabbanan, when the pasuk says mishras by Nazir, it's not for the purpose of hetem staff li yisir, because Rabbanan don't hold from that all over. Elalitain tam kicker. Now tells us the chiddush of tam kicker, the tam. If you taste the tam in any part, in something else, the tam is like the goof of the yisir is there. So if you eat a kezayis of the meat that has the taste of the yisur, there you chayiv. Not because of hetem itself the yisur, but because it can call completely yisur. Because the tam is like the yikur, is like the ikur for yisur. So Rashi now, the megula nochrim lo yalif. The Rabbanim say you can't learn out from megula nochrim the fact that the Torah says you have to kasher the kelim for midyan. The chiddushu, because there was a chiddush like we said, really it's tam levgam, it's a bad taste, it should have been mutter. So the Torah said it was also it's a special chiddush. We can't learn out from Gula Nochrim. The Yitzhak of the Mitzvah of the Nazir, therefore the Torah has to say by Nazir, Mishras, that any time you have the taste of the Yitzhak, over there you were soaking the grapes in water, and the taste of the grapes went into the water, so it's also to drink the water now, because the taste is like the goof of the Yitzhak. But they, according to Rabbonin, when they cannot have done the Chol HaTorah, you're allowed to learn out the Chol HaTorah Kula, you say Tam Kikr. That's Pshat in the Rabbonin. So the Marv Rabbi Kiva says no. Tavayu lehetem esam for Yisur. Rabbi Kiva learns out that even the Pasuk of Nozir by Mishras is talking about hetem esam for Yisur. Because Rabbi Kiva says, for the Pasuk of the Chiddush of Tam Kikr, if you taste the Yisur, it's like the goof of the Yisur, that he learns out from Gule Nochrim. The Torah said there, by the Parshas of Midyon, when the Yidin killed the Midyonim and took the Kalim, if they wanted to cook in their Kalim, that's treif, you had to make a Heksher first. Now what's wrong with cooking in the pots? There's only a bliya, there's only a taste of the yisur. So we see the taste of the yisur is considered like the goof of the yisur. And the Bekiva holds it's not called the chiddush, because the Torah only said it's osim and derais only the same day that the goyim cooked in it. And then he holds it's not called lefgam, that's called leisin tam leshvach, which is osir. And we learn out from there kol haTorah kulo, the sochi yisoid of tam kikr. That's pshat in Rabbi Kiva. That's how we know Tom Tikr. So what does he do with the pasuk Mishras? Does he tell me the chiddush of hetem and tam for Yisur, even by a portion of Yisur, like by Nazir? So therefore Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva tavayo the hetem and tam for Yisur. Meila vehevelu shnei ksuv mabuyin ki yechod. Vechol shnei ksuv mabuyin ki yechod. Reim melamdin. It's according to Rabbi Kiva, the Torah says by Nazir Mishras, hetem and tam for Yisur. There's another pasuk by Chatis to tell me hetem esaf liyisur. The question is, what do I need to looking for? The Torah just said it by Nazir, that would be enough. I should learn out chatis from Nazir. But the pshat is, since the Torah says it again by chatis, kol asher yigav efsar v'yatish, to say that hetem esaf liyisur, we see only here and no place else. So that's pshat in Rabbi Kiva, where he says hetem esaf liyisur is only by Nazir and chatis and no place else. Omalei rav asher l'rav kanom eloho detanya, that we learned. Anything that comes out of the grapes, from the pits and the shells of the grapes, it's also for Nazir. Limit we learn out from here, Ali Surei Nazir, that after the Nazir is not allowed to eat any types of grapes, that you mitstarif different types of grapes, you mitstarif together to be chayif. In other words, not only do you have to have a kezayis of the grape itself, but even a kezayis made up from pits and from shells, also it's mitzaref. He writes, "Lima al yisur nozir midekailo lechatzan v'zag and mechad achila limit shem mitzarefin." You see the chatzis zayis of zag and a chatzis zayis of chatzin and yichayiv. That's what it says. Now, for the Gemara, hashtel Rabbi Kiva, isa v'hetem mitzarefin, isa v'yisur miboy. According to Rabbi Kiva, why did need a pasuk to tell me a chiddush that if you eat pits and shells together, it's mitzaref? That a chatzis zayis of each one is chayiv. Madach if you don't eat chatzis zayis of a grape and yichati zayis of bread, it's mitzvah together, yichayiv. So pshita, two types of yisurim, the pits and shells that are both also, pshita them mitzvah. What do I have to have a special pasuk for, according to Rabbi Kiva? Or malei, the Gemara answers, isa v'heta b'vas achas, isa v'yisa b'zeh hazim. I tell you, the chiddush of hetem and starfli yisur is only when eating the two things together. That means the grapes and the bread eating a mamish together. So about this one achila, that's the chiddush of hetem and starfli yisur. But let's say first you eat a little bit piece of the grape, and then after that you eat a little piece of something else, it wouldn't be mitzvah. That's called an achila of hetem and achila of yisur. That's not mitzvah together. Here the chiddush is no. If you eat a chatzi zayis of the pits, and then toch kadei achilas kraft, like a minute later, you eat another chatzi zayis of the shells, here it's mitzvah. Therefore, that's this chiddush. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the ikar pasuk nazir mishnas are telling me hetem mitzvah for yisur. That's when you eat the two together. If you eat a chatzi zayis of the grape and a chatzi zayis of something else together, you chayu. Now there's another pasuk here to tell me that yisurei nazir am mitzvah from zem zeh, even if eat them zeh achazeh. That's the chiddush here according to Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, the Mishnah says weiter, Betzek shebesitki areva. If you have a piece of dough that's stuck in the cracks of the areva means that's the bowl that they're kneading. In the kneading bowl where you put the dough, if you have a crack there, and you have some betzek, you have some dough. Is imyesh kezayis b'mokamechad, if you have a kezayis, an olive size of a dough, stuck in one place, chayib levayir. It's also to keep that in your house throughout Pesach, but you have to be mevayir it before Pesach. V'yim lav is bottle b'miyutei. Let's say it's less than a kezayis worth in one place. We say that's bottle to the kli. It doesn't have a shame of chometz anymore, and therefore you're not chayib levayir. So Mishnah says v'chem linyin atuma. The same halach applies about a tuma. What does it mean to have a tuma? If the keli is tummy, and now you want to be tayvah, put it into the mikvah. So as halacha, there can't be any tzitz on the kli. So imat bit olav chaytzitz. If you are makbit to take the piece of dough off the kli, then it's chaytzit. You can't be table to put the kli in the mikvah. But first you have to peel off the dough off the kli. V'yim reitze b'kiyumai, but let's say you want this dough to stay in the crack of the kli, to stay there, to make the kli better. V'yim reitze b'kiyumai, you want it to stay there. Then hareyu kareva. Then we said that the piece of dough becomes like part of the pin, part of this kneading pin, and therefore it's not chaytzit, and it's not, you could be table the way it is. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Lo Yishonu Ela B'mokam Shein Asuyin L'chazik. When does the Mishnah say a chilek between the size of a kezayis in one place? You have a chiyuv to mevayir. If there's less than a kezayis in one place, you don't have a chiyuv. When is that said? Only B'mokam Shein Asuyin L'chazik. Where it's not oimed to keep the kli stronger. Like Rashi says, Lo Yishonu Ela B'mokam Shein Asuyin L'chazik. Alright, let's do a little more Gemara. Abu b'mokim shasun lechazik. But if this dough is in a place on the bottom of the kli where you want it to be mechazik to make the kli stronger, then we say ein echayim levayir. You do not have to be mevayir, destroy this chametz, take it out of the kli, but rather you can let it stay in the kli. So the Gemara says michlal depochus mikzayis afilu b'mokim shein osuin lechazik is ein echayim levayir. That this is only said about a kezayis. Now, when does the Mishnah say you have to be mevayir, destroy, take the chametz out of the kli, only if you have a kezayis? And even that is said only where, not on the bottom of the kli, in a place which not be mechazik, making the kli stronger. But on the bottom of the kli, where this dough is making the kli stronger, then even though it's a kezayis, you don't have to get rid of it. So Gemara says, Mechlal, from here there's a raya, that if papochus mekezayis, if you have less than a kezayis, a size of a kezayis, of a dough in this kli, afilu b'mokim shein osu l'chazik, even higher up in the kli, when it's not meant there to make the kli strong, is mashma einoy chayim levayir. You do not have to destroy this chametz. You're allowed to stay there. It's like Rashi says, Rashi is a pirish. Loi shonu the kezayis b'mokim echad chayim levayir. When do we say that loch is if you have a kezayis worth of dough in one place? You have to destroy it. El Shane has stuck in Bishulia Reva. If the cracks is not on the bottom of the kli, Mokem Hatsokis Mayim, that's where the water goes to the bottom of the kli, and the water weighs a lot, so it pressures, to put pressures on the bottom. So there it has to be strong, that the kli should not, that the hole should not be a hole there, that the liquid should not drip out. You want the dough to be part of the kli there on the bottom. To make it strong, the water should not go through. So therefore, on the bottom of the kli, if you have even a kezayis worth of chametz in one place, you are nichavir to stay to become part of the kli. You do not have to be mevayir. You do not have to destroy that chametz, but rather it becomes part of the kli.
No, where is the machleik? Where does the Mishnah say is din? But afnoi sayim on the walls of the kli, the sides. Mokem shein asur lechazik. There it doesn't need, never get such pressure pulling down on it. So it doesn't have to be so strong the sides. Then we say that a kezayis is a chiyuv to mevayer. Avolim b'mokem asur lechazik kein is botel legabo. But on the bottom of the kli, it's botel lekli. Vevik kate, it's like a piece of wood. The mistoma bat linhu, hay gavra lohosim, the person that owns this kli wants it to stay there. V'yafilu kezayis ein lechayim levayer. The Gemara says now it's a diik mechlal. So Rashi says, "But Talmud the diik mimusa." The Gemara is making this diik from Shmuel Din. The yuk malamastis mokem shenosu nechazik. The Mishnah that says the din of a kezayis is talking about only not on the bottom of the kli. Ugetoni masnisim the pochus mikan. If you have less than a kezayis, is bottle. And where's the Mishnah talking about? On the sides of the kli. So you see, according to Shmuel, even the sides of the kli, there's only a chiv to mavayer that dough that's stuck there, only if it's a kezayis in one point. But if it's less than a kezayis at any one point, you do not have to be mavayered. There's more ikka demasni, some learn it lehoa seifa. Some learn no, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel did on the seifa of the Mishnah. That the seifa of the Mishnah says, v'yim lav boto b'meyutei. It says what? If you have less than a kezayis, we say then a less than a kezayis of dough in stock in this areva. We say it's both of him muted. This the Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Loishonu. When do we say that pochus mekezayis is bottom? Ela b'mokam asur lechazik. Only on the bottom of the kli where it's also lechazik. That's when we say that a kezayis. That's where we say pochus mekezayis is bottom. Abu b'mokam shein asur lechazik. But on the sides of the kli, which not asun the chazik, is chayim levayer. Then even pochus mekezayis, you have to be mevayer. So this is a diik. Then mechlal the kezayis afilu b'mokam asun lechazik is chayim levayer. According to the second diik, the din of the mission is lechumra. That what? That when you have a kezayis worth of chametz in any one spot of the kli, you have to be mevayer. You have to destroy that chametz, get it out of your house, even though it's on the bottom part of the kli. Because we're saying now that the Mishnah says in the Seifa that if it's less than a kezayis, you don't have to be mevayer. That's not the talking about where it's on the bottom of the kli. On the bottom of the kli, where it's asui lechazik, then we say pochus mekezayis is bottle to the kli. Mashenkin, if there's a kezayis, it's not bottle to the kli, and you have to destroy it, even though it's on the mokim echazik. So the second shita is much more lahachmir than the first shita. Zumora says, Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basra. I'll bring your raya to the first lashon of the Gemara, and I'll bring your raya to the second lashon of the Braisa. Tanya Kalishna Kama, I'll bring your raya to the first lashon, how this Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. That the first lashon is like this, that Betzek Shebesitke Areva. If you find dough stuck to the cracks in this dough, in this kneading pin, is the Moka Masuin Lechazik. If it's done on the bottom of the kli, where it's also lechazik, you needed there to make the kli stronger, ain't lechaitzitz. Then we say it's not chaitzitz. V'yeinu oiver, you're not oiver by your by your motzei. For tefillah, you're not a bitavel, it's bottled to the kli. And for chametz, there's no issa by your by your motzei. Also, we consider this this dough like part of the kli. Uvemokim she'nosu lechazik. But what about if you have this dough, this piece of dough that's on the side of the kli, where you don't have to have such strength to it? Then we say chaitzitz v'yoiver. Then it's called the chatzitz, it's not bottled to the kli. And then what then on chometz and pesach, you have to destroy it. Now it says clearly, when is this said that you have to destroy this chometz on the side of the kli? Because only if there's a kezayis there. But if there's less than the size of a kezayis of dough stuck on the side of the kli, even on the sides of the kli, where there you don't have to make the kli stronger. Still we say this svara, any time it's less than a kezayis, it's bottled to the kli. This is a raya, v'yeinu over, and who are then you not over by your by motzei on Pesach? Because we say this svara is bottled to the kli. This is a raya to the first lashon, a little bit lakula, that when you have pochus mekezayis, no matter where you find it in the kli, we say it's bottled to the kli, even on the sides of the kli, and it's ein chayav levayim. But when you have a kezayis, then the Mishnah says, if it's on the sides of the kli, that's not a mokam mosel lechazik, then we say it's a svar, it's not bottle to the kli, and you have to be mevayir it by four Pesach, and it's called a chatzit, you can't be table the kli the way it is. Ma'ashenkin on the bottom of the kli, the mokum with sasun lechazik and a chanami. There, even if you have the size of a kezayis worth of chametz of dough stuck to the bottom of the kli, still we say it's bottled to the kli, and you don't have to be mevayirish for Pesach. And then you could be toivel in the mikvah the way it is. This is a raya, a little lenient to the first lashon. Now the Gemara says, "V'tan yichlishna brasram." I have another brisa, another raya to the second lashon, like we learned before, luchumra. So what's the raya for this? Is it the sefer that says, "Betzek shebesidkei reva"? If you have this dough that's stuck in the cracks of your kneading pin, b'malka mosri lechazik, even though this dough is stuck on the bottom of the kli, where you want to make it strong there, and there's a bigger svara to say, you are mevatel to the kli, still we say, ein echaitzis. True, it's not called a chatzitza. In other words, it is bought to the kli.